as pilotless military planes, known as drones, play an ever larger role in the war in Afghanistan and Pakistan, many Americans think they are a better option than putting pilots at risk to conduct bombing runs over enemy territory. But the drones, which are launched to kill insurgents, often kill or injure civilians instead, or in addition to the intended targets, angering the very people whose hearts and minds the United States is hoping to win in its war against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. One of the organizations that has been focusing on this issue is the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. The group is organizing a protest against drone attacks at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, on January 16th. The network's founder and coordinator, Bruce Gagnon, recently gave the keynote address at the annual meeting of the group promoting enduring peace in New Haven, Connecticut. What follows is an excerpt of that talk in which Gagnon explains how drones are programmed from U.S. bases using space technology and why he believes that use of drones may prolong, not shorten, the wars being fought in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
When you think back to the U.S. shock and awe invasion of Iraq in 2003, in the initial attack, 70% of the weapons that were used by the United States were directed to their targets by space satellites. And so the U.S. clearly understands, the Pentagon clearly understands, that whoever controls space is going to control everything on the planet Earth militarily. They say that we will be the master of space and ultimately then the master of the planet below to benefit corporate globalization. And so the Space Command really has become, if you will, the military arm of corporate globalization. With our army, we'll control the earth on the ground. With our navy, we'll control the oceans. With our air force, we'll control the air above the earth. And then with the Space Command, tying it all together, we'll control space. A seamless web, if you will, of insanity and madness and massive spending. They brag, they say that Star Wars space technology will be the largest industrial project in the history of the planet Earth, costing so much that they're going to have to defund essentially social progress to pay for it. These same space technology systems today are flying pilotless planes, unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones as they're often called, over Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. These drones, called the Reaper or the Predator, are flown by pilots sitting in front of computer terminals with joysticks at bases inside the United States, places like Creech Air Force Base, outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. The drones are outfitted with cameras where they fly over a particular area and in real time, split-second time, send back images via satellite back to these guys sitting at these computer terminals here in the United States. Some of the drones are outfitted with Hellfire missiles that they can then fire. A 1 second delay and then it's fired over Afghanistan or Pakistan. In 2007, there are 112 of these Hellfire missile attacks. In 2008, 132 of these attacks. And in 2009, well over 100 attacks in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And we know from recent days, Obama's recent surge speech, that he's saying that we're going to increase the use of these drone attacks in Pakistan as the U.S. now widens the war in Pakistan. Drones are being used, they say, at the Pentagon because they make killing easier, cheaper, and with less troops needed. The military calls it increasing the kill chain. And since August of 2008, just in Pakistan alone, well over 700 civilians have been killed. You can see them now sitting at their screen at Creech Air Force Base in Nevada. Is it Al-Qaeda? Is it the Taliban? Is it a wedding or even a funeral, as people increasingly get killed? You heard about the people that were at a wedding and they got killed and then there was a funeral to bury them and the funeral got attacked. But when you listen to the politicians and you listen to the military talk about these drones, they talk about how antiseptic they are and how clean clean it all is. And that's totally a lie. We're creating more enemies in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan by using these. And I can't help but wonder if that's not part of the strategy for endless war. Because the more enemies you make, you know, then, well, you got to stay. And in Afghanistan, we know we're building these huge bases now, just like we did in Iraq. Pentagon called them enduring bases that are ultimately never going to close. I saw just a quote the other day from Gates saying that the Air Force is staying in Iraq. They're not coming home.
That was Bruce Gagnon of the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space and author of the book Come Together Right Now, Organizing Stories from a Fading Empire. Contact the network at area code 207-443-9502 or visit their website at spaceforpeace.org. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus.